It's 67 years today since one of the most audacious acts of Czechoslovak resistance against the country's Nazi occupiers, the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, acting Reichsprotector of Bohemia and Moravia by Czechoslovak parachutists. But for six decades, there's been no memorial to commemorate the act, an act for which the parachutists and thousands of innocent Czechoslovaks paid a terrible price. That, however, has now changed with the unveiling of a bronze statue on the spot where Heydrich was killed. Rob Cameron was at the ceremony and has this report.
A Czech pipe band dressed in World War II uniforms performs for a crowd of several hundred people who gathered for the unveiling of the 11-metre-high statue to Operation Anthropoid, the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich. At the top of the statue are three bronze figures, their arms outstretched as if preparing to jump out of an aircraft. Maria Halíková was a pupil at the nearby Nakhorab school when the assassination took place.
I was here when it happened. I used to go to school just round the corner. We heard this terrible noise, a loud bang, and so us kids all jumped to see where it had come from. It was an event that was obviously planned in a military way. The assassination was ordered by President Beneš in London, and the parachutists were simply carrying out his orders. But what happened afterwards? Well, that was something that reflected the times we were living in.
Heydrich's cruelty and devotion to the Nazi cause was legendary, and he was even tipped as a potential successor to Hitler. He also showed a blatant disregard for his own safety. Each day he would travel in an open-top Mercedes limousine from his villa outside Prague to his office in the centre. At 10:35 a.m. on May the 27th, 1942, two Czechoslovak parachutists sprang into his path as his car slowed to turn a sharp corner in the Prague suburb of Líben. The first, Josef Gabčík, was carrying a submachine gun, but it jammed and he sprinted away. The second, Jan Kubiš, threw an anti-tank mine at the car. Heydrich survived, but fragments of paint from the explosion are believed to have caused the septicemia that took his life a week later. His death caused a furious and brutal reaction from the Nazis, with hundreds of ordinary people, many with no connection at all to the attack, executed or sent to concentration camps. The statue itself pays tribute to them. Two of the bronze figures are in uniform, the third is a civilian. Jiří Navratil, vice chairman of the Czech Boy Scouts, was a teenager when Heydrich was killed.
Actually, I think that it is the most important day, because all the world can see that the Czech people, in spite of the old history, is against Nazism and will be free.
But you paid a terrible price for killing Heydrich, the razing of the villages of Lidice and the thousands of people sent to concentration camps and so on. Was it worth it?
Yes. That was war, you see. It is necessary in the war to fight.
That sentiment was shared by many, both war veterans and others, at Wednesday's ceremony. The campaign for a memorial began as soon as war ended in 1945, but for four decades it was suppressed by the communists, appalled that the most successful act of resistance against the Nazis was planned in London, not in Moscow. Now, 67 years after the event, Josef Gabčík, Jan Kubiš and all the others involved in Operation Anthropoid finally have the monument they deserve.
Rob Cameron with that report. Now, last year, a staggering 230 Czechs died when they were hit by a